Hello, this is Paul Hopkins with another day of Audio Mo. I think we are on day 17. Woefully behind, but I may rescue it before the end of the month. There are things to talk about, I suppose, which obviously I will look to be doing. Okay, so Audio Mo, you know how this works. You basically put your audio up, any audio that you want to record for the month of June, so every day if you can. If not, like me so far, then don't worry, just do it anyway. Just get involved. And wherever you put that audio, so if you could put it on Dropbox, make a link to Dropbox, put that link to your audio on your social media feed, or subscribe to a podcast provider, Anchor, that kind of thing, Audio Boom, and then essentially hashtag with Audio Mo, and there you go for the month of audio. Audio Mo, AUDIOMO. All right then, so today, just demonstrating the fact that I'm actually, I've come right back in time. I'm actually using the microphone on my £25 earbuds. So, the ones you get in the box with the new iPhone. I've heard that they might not be doing that in the future. So it's a kind of a spurious connection, that, because this podcast is, I don't even know what it's going to be called yet, but basically talking to or responding to, should I say, on Money Blog, my good friend Paul. So when I did my, when I did my podcast about my new phone, I bought an iPhone 11 Pro Max. God, I cannot even say it. iPhone 11 Pro Max. So basically, it's the plus version of the iPhone 11 Pro. Paul was sort of saying, and I know what he meant, because I know him. But he was saying, oh well, why'd it be interesting for Paul Hopkins, as in me, to VR podcasting, to do a follow up as to why I got the that phone. And I was sort of thinking about this and thought, well, it's a fair question. I've had the iPhone 8 for some years now, so I'm already quite a few phones back. I had an 8 Plus. I actually bought that secondhand, because I originally had an 8, and I gave my 8 to Claire, my better and lovely half. Claire Randall, she does audio too. So I bought the Plus, because for me, having a Plus phone of anything is good. So many of you may know that I'm registered blind, though I have some residual vision, and I find that the Plus phones are ideal. I'd not owned one in the past. I was trying, I'd end up with sort of a normal size phone, as it were, in the iPhone range, and then I'd end up with like an iPad mini or an iPad like the full size, and the screens were too big, because I had to have them far enough away so that I could see the whole screen. But then it turned out that having them too near meant that I was kind of moving my left eye, like my head around, to see the screen all the while. And that wasn't very good either. So I suppose that's one of the first reasons for having the Pro. Well, actually, the first reason from the Pro was that I got it with Apple for over a couple of years. And it's turned out to have an EE SIM card, so EE over here in the UK, an EE SIM card, which is just a month by month subscription, like a prepaid month by month thing. Plus the iPhone 11 Pro Max, which I got through Apple, is cheaper than having all of this from EE itself. So I've actually saved some money doing it that way. And in the end, it was not really any less cost effective, really, to have the iPhone Pro Max. And of course, the screen is incredible. And you'd think, well, why does a blind person need a good screen? Well, for the reasons I've just said, I have some residual vision. So what do I use the phone for? And I think Paul kind of knows the answers. I'm smiling because I get the feeling that he does. And it would by Twitter have seemed like, well, what kind of question is that? But it isn't, because I, as I said, I know him. He'll know that I will be able to explain it. So the screen, we're talking about screen. We're talking about things like magnification software. So I use VoiceOver, which is the native screen reader for the iPhone. I use that primarily. Staying within the Apple ecosystem, because you increasingly, and they've just announced with the developers conference that they're going to be giving VoiceOver a lot more AI. So VoiceOver will start to be able to interpret apps that aren't even accessible to it, and it's going to be reading a lot more to you in photos. So at the moment, I can point a camera at my dog and it'll say something like bedroom door and dog or whatever, and that's going to increase apparently, and it can only increase. I can see a stage where we'd move the camera around and it will just literally tell us everything around us, and I think we're so near to that, it's only a matter of time. So having a really good camera is actually crucial, I would say, for that to happen, because you want the camera to see as much as possible and to be as effective as possible because of the quality of the camera and so on. Again, the screen, I mean, when I'm using my phone as a magnification software, like the phone, to buy a standalone camera that's as good as the iPhone, even things like scanning stuff, like scanning documents, that's another thing I do. So I can read them out, or they can be read out loud to me. It's not perfect, but it's blooming good. And the magnifying glass, digital magnifier, if I was to buy that standalone, you're looking at, it can be thousands of pounds, but even a basic, what they call a CCTV for partially sighted people, you are in the realms of over £1,000 for those just on their own. Scanner, you can be looking at paying £2,000, £3,000, £4,000. Obviously, iPhones have, you don't know this, but they have Braille input, so you can actually type Braille on the screen. So if you know how to type Braille, you can do that. Yes, that's available on older iPhones, of course, but I suppose that brings me on to things like speed. So the speed of the phone is really important, because I would say that I'm quite a heavy user, but also VoiceOver and all the things I use are in and of themselves, I would imagine, quite resource heavy. I don't know that for a fact, but like, for example, one of the problems I had with the magnifying software on my phone, on my iPhone 8, was that the magnifier would freeze periodically, and then you had to restart the phone. So I guess it was getting a bit tired. What other things? There are many, many things that come with older phones. So, for example, with films, if there's any films within the Apple, the App Store, that have audio description. So audio description is where you get an additional narrated track that says, I don't know, if you're watching Coronation Street, it'd be something like, I don't even know who's in Coronation Street anymore. Gail walks up to the Rovers and goes through the door and greets Kevin with a hug. I don't know if you'd ever do that, but you know, it's that kind of thing. Or if it was in, there's some great, I've actually done a podcast, I think, with audio description in it. If you go back on my audio modes, where I was specifically talking about audio description as a webinar that I took part in. So audio description. And again, just the speed of the phone. I'm trying to think if I've got any other real things. I mean, yeah, I use AirPods a lot. So the Hey, and then that lady that I won't mention the name of in case I activate something, to be able to use that efficiently and quickly is also good. But I think that's it. I think those are some of the reasons that I have upgraded. Now, I don't think I'll be upgrading as soon as the next phone comes out, because I'm already halfway through the year for this particular phone. But even an upgrade every couple of years, as well, given the fact that I had an iPhone 8. So what have we had? We've had iPhone 8, and then in a general sense, it's been, was it 10 next, and then 10S, and then 11? So 2 or 3 years at least, isn't it? Yeah, don't think I've missed anything. That, really. And I think it's one of the things that, in the UK at least, we get, well, usually you do, if you're visually impaired, you're entitled to apply for basically a government grant, not a grant, like a regular payment called personal independence payment. And it's like just a payment that once you're awarded it, you generally keep getting it. There's been some controversy with that because they've reassessed everybody, but you know what, we've most of us got through that and helped each other out and done all the rest of it. But that enables me to spend the money on this sort of thing, because and actually it's ubiquitous. There you go. I think Paul would be looking for a word like that. He would appreciate that. But it is a ubiquitous sort of, it's ubiquitous to me. Let's just, Alexa, define ubiquitous. Just make sure I've got that word right, because I think I have.
Adjective ubiquitous is usually defined as existing or being everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially at the same time, omnipresent.
Being everywhere. Oh, omnipresent. Okay. Well, God can be ubiquitous then. Oh, cool. Yeah. So ubiquitous, it is. It is that. My phone is with me all the time, and it is. Years ago, it became just a thing that I just had with me all the while. And I think vision impaired people just sort of were have been ahead of the curve with technology, and certainly when technology for everyone was made accessible, and that was where Apple have done that marvelously. Yeah, and I'm recording this on Backpack, and Backpack I would think appreciates having a nice lot of resources for itself. So yeah, with that in mind, and I'm sure I've, you know, forgotten some stuff. And sorry a bit about that poppy pop thing. Just wanted to just demonstrate that you didn't necessarily need a hugely expensive mic if you've only got your headphones, and they're wired headphones. In my case, Bluetooth is a bit latent, so it's hard to do it with Bluetooth. But you can get a perfectly decent and respectable podcast with your wired earbuds, and also with things like, I'd imagine, like the Bose wired ones, any ones with a decent mic. This isn't bad for £25. That's been that. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I will speak to you all on another Audio Moo soon. Bye for now, and thanks, Paul, for the inspiration. You're the inspiration of so much of what I do regards audio and podcasting. And if you have never heard of Paul and Amoni Blog, go and find him. You'll be glad you did. All righty, speak to you soon.